Today, a half dozen long-stemmed roses leaned against Julia Child's kitchen. It's on display at the Smithsonian Institution's National Museum of American History here in Washington, D.C. Visitors pause to linger and remember the French chef.
I love Julia Child. She was just like, always like she was just at home. I really liked her.
Loved her, just everything about her. She was just a character.
Looking at the kitchen, you notice how it's really like a good workshop in the sense that everything's laid out with a purpose. It's an area that you work in. It really follows the idea that it should be functional.
You see that she doesn't have a closet, any cupboard door hiding her trays or the big mixing bowls.
What really brings back the most memories is seeing some of the open pages of the cookbook, because you would read some of the detailed instructions and you wondered, is somebody playing a joke on me? When she has a recipe for French bread where you have to knead it using only the heels of your hands and having your fingers out at a 90-degree angle from the thumb. And you say, this has got to be a joke. She's looking down at me laughing, saying, I wonder if anyone's actually doing this. But somehow when the bread came out of the oven, it was the best French bread you ever had.
Everything is handy. Her knives are on the magnetic strips on the walls, and that's smart because you can get them. And also they don't dull. But if you throw them in a drawer, they dull. So I look at this and I go, she really did know all about cooking, and she knew how to use her equipment, and she doesn't care if the pots don't match. It has to be a good pot.
I'm kind of like her in one way. I don't like to measure a lot. I do a lot of estimating.
In high school, in my French class, whenever we didn't know the answer to a question, we would say, soup du jour, just like she would say, and we used to get in huge trouble.
She had her pots hanging on pegboards. You see that she didn't update the color. The turquoise color is from the 50s. And everything was functional. Like, she keeps all her oils out on the counter with a tray to catch the drip, but it's right beside the stove. In modern kitchen design, they hide everything. It looks like nobody lives there or eats there.
I guess I'll have to pick out some of her menus now and make them for the kids so they get a chance to taste what she did.
This was so much fun to watch, you know, and she did make it look like it was so easy.
I think that all of the gadgets and things that she had have made me want things like that in my kitchen. Things like a lemon reamer, I never knew what that is until Julia Child's.
I've always admired her for what she did. She told people to stop eating the processed frozen food.
I learned how to debone chicken breasts watching her show.
I remember as a little child, my mother watching Julia Child on black and white TV, and just every show ending, bon appetit.
Visitors today at the exhibit of Julia Child's kitchen at the Smithsonian Institution. We heard from Bob Gitter of Worthington, Ohio, Don Sagert of South Rockwood, Michigan, Emily Schulte of Cincinnati, Ohio, Rosemary Bailey of Oak Park, Illinois, Patty Houston of Fairfax, Virginia, Jan Wong of Toronto, Ontario, and Sarah Joyce Greikas of New Britain, Connecticut. Julia Child died today at age 91. For interviews with Julia Child and to read her recipes, visit npr.org.